Here on Daf Yudalid Amud Beis, we're counting up from the bottom of the Daf, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Daf. And we're talking about the Halacha and the status of Halacha. And as we said at the end of the last Shia, that we want to understand the status of what the Gemara calls Halacha Shelo Beregel, which means that he doesn't actually carry the Dam from place to place, from where he was Mekabel Adam till where he's going to do the Zrika, but rather he stretches his arm out, and that's his Kiruv, that's how he's Mekarev the Dam to the Mizbech. He boiluhu, the Gemara has a suffix, Holocha Shalo Beregel. He's Molech the Dam, Bahoshota Sayad, by stretching out his arm. In other words, he's Mekabel Adam so close to the Mizbeach that he doesn't have to walk with it, but rather he can be Zorik it by stretching out his arm. Or alternatively, he was Mekabel the Dam, and the Klisharis that has the Dam in it, he passed on to his friend. That's called Hoshota Miad Liad. So there was no Holocha. He circumvents the need for Holocha in this case. Shma Holocha or lo Shma Holocha? Do we consider that as if he did the Holocha or not? And if he didn't, if we say lo Shma Holocha, then we're saying that this is a Holocha Psula. It's an invalid Holocha. And at this point, the Gemara thinks that if it's an invalid Holocha, there's no possibility of doing any sort of a Tikkun. In other words, he can't bring the Kli back and retrace his arm steps, so to speak, by pulling his arm back. And not only that, if he had a Machsheves Psul, if you take a look at Tosus here, Iboilu Alocha Shalom Beregel Shma Alocha Olo Pirish Rashi Lifsol Ba Machsheva V'gam Bizar Ishmei halacha machshava shelo lishma o pigul poselis bavi lo shmei halacha ena kriya avoda v'tzorach lahachzir hamizrak lachora v'lasos halacha beregel. So the way Tosus presents Rashi sheet, the Tosus himself will disagree. The suffix according to Rashi is if we hold shmei halacha. So the good news is that the avoda is kshera, but the bad news is that at the point in which, at that moment in which he was moshed his yad, he stretched out his hand, a machshava haposeles would passel the carbon, whether it be shalol lishma, in the case of chatos of Pesach, whether it be a machsheves pigel chutz lizmano, and we had a machshava poseles chutz l'mkomo, all that would apply. But if lav shmei halacha, then at the thoughts that go through the mind of the Kohen at the time of Hoshatas Yad would be irrelevant. They wouldn't register. Another nafgamina would be Zar. Let's say, for example, it was the Zar who passed on the Kli with the Dam to the next Kohen, let's say. We don't consider that Holocha, and therefore the Zar wouldn't passel the Karban if we hold Holocha Biyad. Excuse me, Lo Shmei Halocha. But Tosus, we'll clarify, Tosus Shita Mirtz Hashem later on, is of the opinion that if you take the first sad in the Gemara that's called Shmei Halocha, then if it was a halocha psula, then efshal l'takna. That's on the side of Shmei Halocha, because if it was done by a Zar, or was done with a Machshava Poseles, there's no Tikkun, and that we said already before. And Lo Shmei Halocha, which means that it's the Halochas Hoshata Sayyad, is not considered, and does not have the status of an Avodas Halocha, then there would be no Machshava Poseles. Now, what would be now if he wants to retrace his steps? Let's say he did Oshotas Hayad, and now he wants to, so to speak, start all over again. He wants to be Molech the Dam Baraglov. Or, for example, if the Tzar was Molech al yideo shota sayad. So then, Tosus Divra Maskali Boy seems to indicate that he accepts Rashi. I made a mistake, I said he rejects Rashi, that he accepts Rashi, and Yachzor HaKoin HaKosher V'yolech HaSadam Baraglov. And the Gemara later on, Adaf Tesvav Amin Aleph, is going to have a Sofeg, whether Oshotas Yad Efshel Etakno Lo, but right now, at this point in the Gemara is assuming that if Hoshatas Yad Lo Shmei Holacha, then you can be misakin it. And what I told you before, that it's irreversible, and since the Dam already moved towards the Mizbeach in a way that was possible, let's say through a Zar or through a Hoshatas Yad, even by a Kohen, it would be irreversible. That's going to come up later in the Gemara. But at this point, let's assume, and you'll see this clarified in the Sfasemes, that there's a possibility, if Lav Shmei Olocha, that it's nothing. It's like zero, and therefore he can duplicate his Hoshata, and substitute, he can reverse his Hoshata and replace it with a Holocha Beregel. Now, the Sfasemes further wants to know what was the reasoning behind, what was the logic behind this Holocha Beregel Lav Shmei Holocha. The Torah doesn't say anything more than Vikrivu, which we understand to mean Holocha. The Torah doesn't specify whether it be Beregel or Biyad, and that's the Sfasemes' question. Other Achronim apparently understood that when it says Vekrivu Bnei Aaron HaKohenim Es Adam, the word Kiruv, the Vakrivu here in this pasuk, means Holochas Adam Beregel, from the point of Shechita up until the Mizbeach. The Gemara saw that the word Hekrivu, which is used by the Torah, Pashtus, in other words, in its simple mashmos, it would be interpreted as Holocha, but the Gemara wants to know if what is considered the Derech Holocha, is it the Derech Holocha with Regel Dafka, and that's what the Torah is referring to, or even Biyad, even Hoshat Sayad is included in Holocha. So it's a shaila more or less about derech halacha. It sounds like a concept that we've seen in Hilchos Shabbos. So not, in any event, having presented the Gemara's suffix, now the Gemara goes on to try to be poshet this suffix and come to some conclusion. Tashma, let's learn a brisa. The brisa says v'chein yoshev v'chein smol. These are all psuim that apply in the avodas hakohen. For example, the kohen sat at the point of Avoda, and this is going to be the first mission in the next perek, and Smol, the Gemara later on in the second perek is going to derive that the Avoda has to be done Biyad Yamin, which means the Kabbalah Saddam, the Aloha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, it all has to be Amida, and has to be Biyad Yamin. And we learned to Brisa earlier that Shikar and Balmum also passels in the case of Kabbalah, Holocha Saddam, Zrika Saddam, etc. So that's why the Brice opens up here with V'chein Yoshe, V'chein Smol. This is a continuation of the Brice that we learned earlier. And now the Gemara has a diuk from the Loshana Brice. When the Brice says in all these cases the Avodas and Avoda Psula, it would seem that it's Avoda Psula Dafka because Yoshev is Darko Lahavir Chefetz Lechaver Al Yidei Oshata Sayad. So the premise now in the Havamin of the Gemara, when the Gemara invokes this proof from the Brisa, is that when you're sitting down, it means that you're passing something by your hand. You're not carrying it. And yet the reason why the Brice apostles it is because he's a Yoshev. Ha omed dumya de Yoshev. If not for the fact that he was a Yoshev, and as the psul is b'toras Yoshev, it's not a psul b'toras
Holochas Hayad. Had the Kohen done exactly what he did, but Bamida, everything would be fine. So that's called Omed Dumya Dioshev, which means that if he would be Omed, but all the other factors would make him Dumya Dioshev, which would mean that he's Moshe to Sachefes Yad Kosher, the Avod would be Avod Kshera. In other words, there's an overlap here in the case of Yoshev of two different factors. Number one, he's sitting as opposed to standing. Number two, he's being Moshe as opposed to being Moloch Beregel. He's not carrying it by walking from place to place. And yet, this Brisa singles out the element of Yoshev as the Sivas Hapsul. The other overlap variable here, namely that he was Moshe Biyad, would not undermine the Avodas HaKohen. It would have been kosher. The yeshiva is the yeshiva psula, is the sivas hapsul. Had he done the same exact action of Hoshota Sayad be'amida, then it would be kosher. So Gemara rejects this raya. Dilma, Yoshev, maybe the case of Yoshev where the Brisa says it's possible is the kashayev meshif. He's sitting down, but he drags himself towards the Mizbeach. And the reason why such a loch is psul is because he's sitting down. But Omed Dumya de Yoshev, you wanted to be medayik that had he done it in an Amida Dumya de Yoshev, and then it would be kosher. That's not a case of Hoshot Abiyad, but denied Purta. That as a result of this action, of I guess he sort of digs his elbows into the ground and he drags himself. And Nebuch, we've seen Nechim that have to do that. Is in such a case, it would be kosher, because as soon as he moves towards the Mizbeach Baraglov, then that's considered a valid halacha. That's not Oshata Sayyad. Even though, again, he does, how far can he actually move himself? He's not on a wheelchair, but he's able to sort of dig his feet in together with his elbows and project himself forward. That's called halicha. That's called beraglav. Now the Gemara tries to bring another raya. Toshma, listen to a Mishnah that deals with the case of Akrovas Korban Pesach, Shochat Yisrael. A Yisrael shechted the Korban Pesach, and it would seem, Rashi says, that in the case of Korban Pesach, it was Derech HaShechita Shenaseis Al Yidei Yisrael, V'kibel HaKohen, the Kohen was Mekabel Adam in a large spoon, so to speak, which was designated as a klishores. It's called a bezek, and that was designated for Kabbalah Saddam. And the shape of these bazichim was that they were pointy on the bottom. They weren't wide on the bottom, like most kalim are wide on the bottom. And the reason why they made it sharp on the bottom and pointy on the bottom, Rashi says, is so that they wouldn't place the bazich on the karka. Because if they put it down on the karka, then the blood would congeal, and it's not royal zrika. In any event, so the Kohen was mekabel adam in this kli, and there was such a massive amount of karbonos, of Korban Pesach, that was being brought, the Kohen would stand in aisles, one after the other, holding on to these bazichim. Again, there were two types of bazichim. There were bazichim made of silver, bazichim made of gold. In any event, the Kohen would be mekabel adam and pass it over to his friend, who was a little bit closer. He was ahead of him online, closer to the Mizbeah. V'chaver l'chavero, and one passed it on to the other. It's like if you remember the old days when they had a picture of a fire and how they put out a fire, they would have a whole line of people continuously passing buckets from the well to put out the fire. In any event, since they were standing one next to the other, there was no need for halacha beregel. All it was Hoshot Abiyad. So we see from this that halacha shelo beregel is also considered halacha, and the carbon is kosher, which again has the tzad chumra, the flip side, as we said before, that there would be a machshava poselas. But the Gemara now rejects this proof from that Mishnah because hasam nami denaydi purta. You could interpret possibly that the Kohanim, when they extended their arm, holding on to the bezech, one to the friend, they would move a little bit with their feet in order that it should qualify as a holoch, as an avodas holocha, as holocha beregel. Now, he has a footnote here in the name of the Meiri, in the name of the Rimi Loniel, who is of the opinion that only the last Kohen would have to walk two or three steps towards the Mizbeach in order to be Mekayim the Halacha. And we see from this a Gvaldiga Chiddush here, that even if only part of the Halacha was done Beregel and the rest was done Shelo Beregel, that was certainly a Halacha Ksheira. In other words, the vacillation point in between the Hamamina when they brought this Raya and the Maskana was over the question whether there was Halacha Beregel or not. And the Gemara answers, no, you misunderstood. There was Naidi Purta, there was some sort of minimum Halacha Beregel. But once granted that there was a minimum Halacha Beregel, there was never a Safek, and there was never a thought that crossed the Gemara's mind that if part of the Halacha, in other words, traversing the distance between the Kabbal Saddam and the Mizbech, if part of that was done, Biyad, Poshat Siyad, that wouldn't be a psul. He quotes here the Mishnah Lamelech, who has doubts about that, because it could be that if Halacha Beregel Lo Shmei Halacha, then you have to be Moloch the Dam Beregel, and perhaps all the halacha mizbeach has to be done beregel. And even if miktas halacha, some part of the halacha was done biyad, that would passel the halacha. So we see that what was simple in the eyes of the Meiri was in doubt according to the Mishnah Lamelech. Now the Gemara asks the following question. And this question is especially sharp, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, if you assume that possibly all the Kohanim online had to do a halacha beregel, although they only did a halacha purta, but they did some sort of halacha, is my kamashmul. So why does this Mishnah have to go out of its way to tell us this entire complicated ritual of Seder halacha, where one Kohen walked to the other, what was the Havmina that otherwise? So the Gemara flips it around. The chiddush here of this Mishnah is not what is, to answer the question, what is valid as a halacha, but rather what is required as a halacha. And paradoxically, the fact that we add this whole line of Kohanim to all get involved is part of the Kiyum Avoda. And that's called, in the Gemara's language, based on Pasuk Yevishle, Berov Am Hadras Melech, that the more people get involved in a mitzvah, the greater the enhancement of the mitzvah is. Berov Am, in other words, when the king is coming, then we want to bring out as many people as we can. Now, at this point in the Gemara, it's not clear whether Berov Am Hadras Melech is applicable to Korban Pesach in a very specific way. Or shall we assume that lav dafka Pesach, but perhaps every carbon on the radar screen should lend itself to this principle of Barov Am Hadras Melech? This principle, by the way, is generally to be found in the laws of Tefillah, Brachos, Hallel, maybe even Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kiddush. You know, we want to get as many people involved as possible. The tricky point in Hilchas Tefillah, in Tefillah, Kiddush, and Brachas, is that sometimes the halacha would say that dafka if one person is implementing the tefillah, the mitzvah, or the bracha, that itself creates a barov hamhajas melech. So, for example, in Megillah, in Kriyas HaMegillah, where you might say barov hamhajas melech, that's why I want to get as many people as possible together for the reading of the Megillah. It could be that we don't encourage that each person should read it by himself, but rather by linking up through Shmia to the one person who's reading the Megillah, that creates Barov HaMhajas Melech. Here in the case of Halachas Adam, in contrast to Megillah, we're asking optimally for each Kohen to do his part, actively participating in the Halachas Adam. So in any event, at this point, we've tried and tried again to bring a raya one way or the other, but we haven't succeeded. So the Gemara tries a third effort. Toshma, we have another brisa, and the brisa says, actually, he points out here that part of this is in a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is on Daf Lamed Beis, and it addresses the case of the Psuim that did the Avodas Adam. What categories of psul would apply? So it says, Kibel HaKosher, so a Kohen Kosher received the dam from the Shechita in a Kli, and then Nosan, he extended the Kli Lepasul to someone who's not Kosher for Avoda, whether it be a Zar, whether it be a Balmum, or any of the other psulim, is yachzir. What does it mean, yachzir? Let's read the entire phrase, yachzir l'kosher. We retrace our steps, so to speak. In other words, the puzzle should again return the kli with the dominant backwards towards the kosher, to give it back to the kosher. Again, it's an exercise of futility, you know. Reuven the Kohen passes it on to Shimon the Tzar, and then Shimon passes it back to Reuven again. And that's the only way they could be machshir the whole Lachal Mizbeach. So it seemed that even though the Dam was in the hands of apostle between the Kabbal Sadam and the Lachas Dam, that doesn't pass the Karman. And this again fits in very well with one side in the Gemara's Safek to say that you don't need Halacha Beregel. If you would need Halacha Beregel, then all the Psulim would apply to Halacha Beregel. And in this case, the Psul of Zaros or Mum or whatever it might be would. Now, furthermore, we derive from this Brisa that Halacha Shelo Beregel, if it's considered Halacha, therefore when the Kohen is Moshit, the kli, again, when the Kohen Kosher is Moshe to kli to the posel, that's not considered a halacha, okay, and therefore it would not be sufficient if the posel would pass it on to the next Kohen Kosher, who would then be molech it to the Mizbeach. But rather, we have to go backwards and retrace our steps, because that halacha al yidei apostle is not called a halacha at all. The Kosher extended his arm and passed on the klisharis over to the apostle. So why couldn't that be considered halacha? And the answer is that Hoshatas Yad is not considered a halacha. Again, the good news is we're not going as far as to say that there's a positive psul here in the halacha biyad. Because if that be the case, you might wonder whether or not the Hoshatas Hayad of the apostle, when he gives it back to the Kohen Kosher, that might be, well, I take that back. The truth is that what the Mishnah is requiring is that that if the apostle received the dam in the kli from the Kohen Kosher, yachzir, it means he's got to push it, he's got to pass it over his head, over his shoulder, so to speak, meaning backwards. So that's not a halacha at all. And even if we were to say that halacha biyad lav shmei halacha, even if we would say that halacha biyad lav shmei halacha, and it's a positive psul, which we said is a possibility that's going to come up later on, that would not be relevant here, because hoshata sayad as a positive psul would only be if it's moving towards the mizbech. Here it's moving in the opposite direction. In any event, the Gemara wants to establish here that halacha biyad lav shmei halacha. Amos, so the Gemara says, maybe you can change the girsa in the Mishnah. It should be yachzir hakosher v'yakabla. That another Kohen who's standing closer to his back should receive the dam from the posel, from the balmum, let's say, and he should continue being molech to the mizbeach, but you don't have to bring it back again and retrace and replace the hoshotas ayad with hoshotas aregel, with halicha aregel, because the hoshota biyad leposel is also considered a holocha, even though it was done biyad and not peregel. And now the Gemara is maintaining that perhaps hoshota biyad is shmei hoshota, and then when the Kohen Kosher, so we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. We have Reuven, the Kohen Kosher. We have Shimon is the Kohen Posel. Let's say he's a Balmum. And we have Levi is a Kohen Kosher. So between these Reuven and Levi, wedged in the middle, sandwiched in the middle, is Shimon, who's a Posel. So in such a case, Reuven was Moshed Yad to Levi. Levi passes on the Kli with the dominant to Shimon, right? So Reuven is Moshed Yad to Shimon. Shimon gives it over to Levi. Levi's a kosher, and he does the Zrikas Adam immediately. Where was the Kiyum of Holocha? That was Reuven when he was Moshed it to Shimon the Apostle. That's the Gemara's possibility. You have to change the girsa in the Mishnah, and it has to be Yachzir HaKosher V'yekablenu, that another kosher who's standing next to the mizbeach would receive the dam from the yad of the posel, and there's no need to read as our girsa has it yachzir l'kosher, but yachzir hakosher v'yekabla, and that second Kohen kosher, we'll call him Levi. He was the one who did the actual zrika on the mizbeach. So the Gemara doesn't come to any definite conclusion at this particular moment until we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan in the Hemshech HaSugya. So again, let's just emphasize here that at this point in the Gemara, the fact that the Kohen Posel was Ocheiz Esadam Biyodov, he was holding on to the dam in his hands, that doesn't posel the halacha. That's just like a zero. And the reason for that is because he wasn't molech the dam. Now, it could be that had this middle wedged-in sandwich guy, Shimon, actually moved towards the Mizbeach, that would be a positive psul. I don't know. We're talking about a case where the posel just held on to the dam, but he didn't move towards the Mizbeach. And since the posel wasn't molech the dam towards the mizbeach, it's simply as if he was an itzdabah, if you remember that phrase. It's as if the Kohen Kosher just simply put the kli down on the hands of the posel, and then the Kohen Kosher grabs it from him, and he completes the halacha l'mizbeach. And therefore the halacha of Hoshat Sayyad is Shmei halacha. However, the Gemara now quotes a tradition in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan halacha shalo beregel lo Shmei halacha. Which means that you cannot be mekayim the avoda if the halacha, and be machsha the avoda if the halacha was done shalo beregel. And that, in the flip side, that would mean, and that's the good news, as we said, is that if there was a machshava poselis, a pigul, etc., at the moment of Hoshat Biyad, that would not that would not possel the karma. And now we turn to Daf Tesvav Omid Aleph. The Gemara says the following. Can there be a tikkun? Efshel atakna o lo efshel atakna? This was the Gemara that we were referring to quite a few times earlier in today's Shia. And that is, if the halacha was done by boshat asayad, is it sufficient that the kohen retraces steps? He goes back, and with the kli, the dominant, he moves back to his original position, and he's molech the dam baraglov. Or shall we say this is irreversible? Once the halacha was done biyad, that registers the halacha as halacha psul, the carbon is posel. And this suffek would apply, number one, if the kohen was molech shelo beregel, and also Rashi points out if the zar was molech beregel, then according to the first tzad in the Gemara, efshel atakna, or shall we say e efshel atakna? So hasafik ubein im akohen holich shelo beregel, bein im zar holich shelo beregel, is any nechsheves lolocha upsula. Ella sheyesh lehistapek ha'im yochel ha'achzir sadam lachorov v'lachzar ulolicho beregel o shema ein lo takona lolocha zu shenasta shelo beregel v'akorban posel. Those are the two tzadim in the Gemara. We know that the halacha biyad is not halacha, but how bad is the news here? Do we say that this is an irrevocable, irreplaceable psul, and therefore if the halacha was done biyad, then it's impossible to salvage the carbon? Or no, we can just retrace and replace it again. Now, the note here quotes Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein, who was the Brisker Rav's son-in-law, had a very close relationship with my Rebbe, and he wants to suggest that the entire suffix in the Gemara, as to whether you can be mesaken, you can fix up this halacha and replace it by retracing your steps, is only with regard to this dam. In other words, this volume, this specific limited volume of dam that he was molech biyat. However, if there was additional dam, which is called dam hanefesh, and there's still a possibility of doing a new kabbalah sadam with a brand new halacha sadam, then the carbon we kosher, even according to the second side of EF Shalasakna. Because EF Shalasakna, according to Rav Feinstein, means that there's no other dam to be had. If we have dam in Atzavar that we can be makabel, then we start the Kabbalah Sadam all over again, then clearly that would be okay. And I see here a Gvaldige Chiddush, because he's saying that Efshel Asakna means that once the dam moved forward towards the Mizbeach, that kiruv of that particular dam cannot be undone and replaced and redone. But it doesn't mean that there's a psul in the avoda. In other words, a positive psul. For example, let's talk about Machsheves Pigel. If there's still dam in the tzavar, and he had a Machsheves Pigel on the dam that he was makabel in the kli, he can't go back and be makabel the dam a second time because there's still dam hanefesh coming out of the tzavar, and start again with a new kabbalah because the carbon is already posel through Machsheves Pigel. But here, we're not talking about a level of psul of Machsheves Pigel. We're talking about the fact that on this dam, you can no longer do halacha because the halacha already registered and it was halacha psula. But it doesn't mean that therefore the carbon is posel. There's still a way, a method of a possibility of salvaging the carbon. Toshma, Let's take a look at the Mishnah that we quoted earlier. It says, Kibel HaKosher V'nosan L'Posel Yachzir L'Kosher. That the posel who received the dam from the kosher can now give the dam back to the original Kohen kosher, and everything is fine. So that proves that Efshel is Sakna. Unehi nami diyachzor hakosher v'kablena, and even though it's true that we had another possibility of a girsa, that there's another Kohen, we called him Levi, on the third Kohen online, and he receives the kli from Shimon, and there's no need to be machzor the kli back to Reuven. Well, that's even a kolshkin. That's even a clearer proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Holocha beregel is not an irreversible, pardon the double negative, but that it is reversible, it's salvageable. Because clearly, according to that girsa, you don't even have to go ahead and be metakin it. All you have to do is make sure that the kli gets passed on to a kohen kosher, who's the third online, and he would do the holocha beregel. However, if you're going to say, now this is the Gemara's arguing from the reverse position, that lo efshel tikuna is ifsalala. If you're going to tell me that, like the second side in our suffix, that you cannot be metaken the halacha once it was done biyad shelo beregel, then it's very difficult. Why? Because how would it be possible to pass on the dam to a kosher to be molochet to the mizbech? It's already possible. There was a halach that was done by shota seyad, and it's ef shel takna. Again, as we said before, legabe that dam, there's no way of salvaging the halacha, and there is no other dam. So the Gemara rejects this proof as well. Mi savris dekoy zar gavoy. You were assuming that the Zar is standing closer to the Mizbeach, and the Kohen Kosher is stretching his arm out to bring the Dam in the direction of the Mizbeach. Lo, that's not the case. Let's interpret the Mishnah in a different way. The Koi Zar Broi, that the Zar is standing Klapi Chutz, meaning he's further away from the Mizbeach. So the Kohen, when he stretches his arm out to pass the dam on to the Zar, he's marchik the dam from the Mizbeach. And therefore, the Kohen, since he's not being makariv the dam to the Mizbeach, that's not called holoch at all. And you cannot say that that's an irreversible holocha, because it's not holocha. Enochinami could very well be that if the dam is moving in the direction of the Mizbeach, if that's where the arrow is going, then if there was a shot of yad, that's an irreversible, irreplaceable halacha. That's a halacha psula, as we said before, and lo efshel takna. Here's a case where the halacha took the dam further than Mizbeach. That's not called a halacha at all. And therefore, the action of the Zar is neither a halacha beregel nor a halacha biyad. So the Kohen, when he picks up the kli, which is now further from the Mizbeach, and he brings it towards the Mizbeach, if he does a halacha beregel, that's fine, and even if he does a halacha biyad, he can replace that halacha biyad. But we're now raising the possibility that he would not be able to replace the halacha biyad. And at this point in the Gemara is rejecting the girsa of Yachzir Lekosher, because that doesn't make any sense if the Zar is further away from the Mizbeach, but rather the girsa is Yachzar Kosher V'Yitlena, and it's the Kohen who's Makariv the Dam to the Mizbeach. The Zar is basically like an Itzabai, he's like an Amud, just simply to place the Kli with the Dominant down on a temporary basis. So again, the basic assumption now in the Gemara, fundamental definition, is that Avodas Halacha means, by definition, Lekarev Es Adam, from the Mokum Kabbalah, towards the Mizbeach, but being Marchik is not considered an Avodas Halacha at all. And therefore, the Hoshat B'Yad, or the Hoshat Al Yidei Zar, or Balmum, is irrelevant. So it could be that Hoshat B'Yad, when it replaces a Halacha, and it moves towards the Mizbeach, is the Efshel Atakna. But if he's Marchik the Kli, that's not Shayach to Halacha at all. Itmar, the Gemara now wants to bring an additional Raya to... an additional statement of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Halacha B'Yad. Itmar, Omar Ulam, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Shelo Beregel Psula. Now, the language of Rabbi Yochanan in this case, psula, seems to indicate that lo efshel atakna. And what it basically means is that even if asa kohen hadam nifsal bakach, the language of psula indicates that even if it was the kohen who did the halacha biyad shelo beregel, it would be possible. Alma lo efshar li takuna, there's no possibility of takuna. So psula means posel gomer. It's a complete, total, absolute, irreversible psul, and there's no possibility of tikkun. Now there's a discussion about whether the word psula actually, in general, means that efshal l'takna. Apparently, the Shita Mekubetza says that the word posel could apply even to something that's efshal l'takna. And then you have to reinterpret this Gemara, and the Iker Raya of the Gemara is the fact that Ula, in the original statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said Halacha Shelo Beregel Lo Shmei Halacha, and now he Ula repeats his transmission, but changes the transmission of Rabbi Yochanan. Instead of saying Lo Shmei Halacha with regard to Shelo Beregel, he says Psula. So that contrast between the original formulation of Rabbi Yochanan's words as transmitted by Ula and the new formulation would indicate that we're talking about an irreversible psul. Now, Rav Nachman has a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Esve Rav Nachman li Ula. How could it be possible that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Shelo Beregel is psula? We have a Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Beis that formulates the following principle, that if after the Kabbalas Adam min HaTzavar into the Kli, Nishpach min HaKli al HaRitzpah, some of the Dam spilled out of the Kli and fell onto the floor, Vasofo, and the Kohen was able to collect the Dam back into the Kli, Kosher. In other words, it's Royal Azrika. Nothing terrible has happened here. The Dam was received in a Kli Kiddino, and Nishpach doesn't passel the Dam. And what it means is that I'm not sure if the Gemara now holds that Ritzpas Hazora is Mekadesh, or the Gemara simply means that since he was able to recollect the Dam, nothing terrible has happened. Now, the Gemara assumes that when Dam spills on the ground, it spreads in all different directions. And the Dam then that came, let's say, if he's moving towards the Mizbeach, the Kohen, and the Dam spills on the ground, the Dam gets closer to the Mizbeach. Again, when he collects the Dam, he's at point Y, not at point X. He dropped the Dam on point X, which was further than the Mizbeach. He picks up the Dam at point Y, which is closer to the Mizbeach. And he simply does the Zrikas Adam from point Y close to the Mizbeach. And he was Mekabel the Halacha. Now, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Shelo Beregel is Lav Shmei Halacha, means that he Efshel Atakna, then in this case, since the Dam moved towards the Mizbeach, that's how Halacha Shelo Beregel. He didn't carry the dam. The dam hit the floor and spilled and moved towards the Mizbeach. And therefore the Gemara thinks that this should be equivalent to Halacha Shelo Biyad. Again, logically, we could have made the following distinction, that in the case of Moshe, there was a definite act of Halacha, and that's a Halacha Psula. But here in this case, that the Dam inadvertently spilled and was projected forward towards the Mizbeach when it hit the ground, that's not an Avoda Psula. There was no active Avoda here to be called an Avoda. And perhaps we could consider it like the case that we discussed before, where the Dam was moving away from the Mizbeach, and even if it was done by apostle, by Tzar, that doesn't register, that's not called an Avod at all. Here also, this is not called an Avod as Halacha, because the Dam hit the ground and moved towards. And Reb Chaim apparently proved from here that even according to Reb Yochanan, he's moded that Halacha Shalo Beregel is not called a Halacha, it's not really an Avodah, and it shouldn't be a psul in the positive sense. There's no registered psul here. The reason why Ef Shalatakna is Halacha is because at the time that the Dam moved towards the Mizbeach, it was Mevatel the Avodas Halacha. And you cannot, once it's batel, once it's invalid, you cannot validate it. And therefore, if the dam would come me'elav towards the Mizbeach, since it got closer to the Mizbeach, that's also a bitul avodas halacha. That's a fascinating redefinition of the Gemara, and you could take a look at an overview of this if you have the Masifta in number Zion, the footnote on the bottom of the page. In any event, the Gemara now offers a defense for Rabbi Yochanan from this brisa, from this Mishnah of Nishpach Adam. And the Gemara answers, Hochamai Askinon Kshayotza Lachutz, that the Dam did not move towards the Mizbeach. On the contrary, when the Dam hit the ground, it spilled further from the Mizbeach. So there was no Kiruv Adam Le Mizbeach Shalal Yedeo Locha Beregel. And Enochinami, if you had a Locha Beregel in the direction of Kiruv Le Mizbeach, that would be irreversible. You cannot fix that up at all. But here we don't have a Halacha Shelo Beregel because the Dam actually was Misrachek Min HaMizbeach. The Gemara says that's difficult to accept. Is it possible that the Dam would go further than Mizbeach? Lubroi Nafik L'Gavoi Lo Yoyel, but I mean, were the winds blowing in a certain direction? How could it be possible that the Dam, when it hits the floor, all the Dam goes in one direction and away from the Mizbeach? You're talking about liquid substance, and L'Chora, when you do a scientific experiment, you'll see that it goes in all different ways, in all different directions it spreads. Now, the question here is, let's say the Gemara is right and it goes in all the directions, but since some of the Dam that's Nishpat moves in the direction towards the Mizbeach, then maybe the Mishnah means that we could be Machshir by taking the Dam that went in the opposite direction, like the case that we discussed earlier in the name of Rav Feinstein, that there's still Dam with which you could be Mekayim the Halacha and therefore be Machshir the Karbon. Unless we assume that once the Dam goes in all directions, then that creates a Taroves of Dam. And all the Dam is mixed together, and since some of the Dam move forward towards the Mizbeach, then all the Dam is in a Taroves, and you cannot salvage the Avodas HaKarb and the Avodas HaLoch with the Dam that went Chutz L'Mizbeach. So I don't know, you have to figure out the laws of Taroves of mixtures if there's an, like for example, if there's a continuous Dam, maybe we view it all as one entity. So the Gemara answers that this Mishnah is talking about a case, not a wind like I gave you before, but B'Mokom Midron, which means that it's on an angle, and therefore when the dam hits the floor, it goes in one direction. The angle of the floor is such that the dam is misrachik from Mizbeach. It cannot get closer to the Mizbeach. Ibois Ema, the Gemara offers a second answer, Guma, that maybe the dam was prevented from going forward towards the Mizbeach because it fell into a hole in the ground, and that's where it was contained. The Ibois Ema third answer is Bismicha, that the dam was very thick and it was about to coagulate, and at that point it's still kashal lizrika, it's royal lizrika, but it's not mispashet litzdanin. It really blobs, it hits the ground and it stays pretty much in its place, and that's why the dam is still royal lizrika, and there's no kiruv lemizbeach, there's no halacha psula. The Gemara now asks the question, V'ichpal Tana Lashmina Kolhani, why did the Tana have to be Toreach to tell me all these cases of Nishpach Adam where it didn't go towards the Mizbeach? In other words, these are very wild and unusual cases. And furthermore, V'od Adetani B'idach Pirkin, in the next parak on Daf Chof Hey, we're going to have a Mishnah of Nishpach Al Haritzba Vasofo Posul, and that's going to be a case where the dam is posul because the dam was nishpach straight directly from the animal's neck onto the ground without a Kabbalah B'Klishores, is Liflog B'Didei. This is the whole principle that we have all over Shas of liflog b'didei. No, you don't have to, if you want to formulate an exception to the rule, you don't have to stretch your arm out all the way to some other different case. Stay within your bounds, b'didei, within the case itself. In other words, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where the dam fell on the ground and it didn't move towards the Mizbeach, then and that's why it's kosher. Why not say that if the dam hit the ground and moved towards the Mizbeach, it's Padmed Varma Murim Kshiatzel Lechutz, Aval Nichnas Lifnim Pasul? That we make the following distinction, that if the dam in fact moved towards the Mizbeach, and that's how Loch Shalom Beregel, and it's according to Rav Yochanan Yevshal Atak, no, that's why it's possible. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't give that distinction, didn't mention that case, it would seem that the only psul, the only case where it's possible, is where the dam went from the Tzavra Behema down to the ground, that it was never received in a Kli Shoreis. But if it was received in a Kli, then it's kosher in all cases, even if it's Nishpach and the dam came close to the Mizbeach. Tufta, so this remains a kasha on Ula's formulation of Rav Yochanan of E.F. Shalitak. Now to wrap up the sugya of halacha shalo beregel, the Gemara quotes a machlokas tanoim on this very point, Itmar, halacha shalo beregel, machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. Our machlokas and our Mishnah here between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon about whether or not holocha lends itself to a machshava poseles, according to Rav Shimon, holocha is not called an avoda, and that's because efshal avatla, and a machshava poseles doesn't impact at the time, the moment of holocha. Chacham, on the other hand, say that holocha is an avoda with a machshava poseles. So the Gemara explains how that machlokas impacts on holocha shalo beregel. So Gemara says, "Bolocha rabasi, if there was a richuk, a serious, substantial distance between the kabbal sadam after the shechita and the mizbeach, so he was molich the dam in a kli beraglov, is kuliyamalo pligi the psula. There was never a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim." And in such a full-fledged halacha, even Rav Shimon would agree that a machshava poseles beholachaso. And even if it was a halacha she'efshal levatla, in a classical case of a, any korban or a chatus chitzona, and there was a theoretical possibility that he could have shechted it right next to the Mizbeach and done the Zrika. If he didn't do so, but he shechted it Berichuk Makom, so even Rabbi Shimon would agree that that's a full-fledged halacha, and a machshava poselus b'olacha zu. Ki pligi, but where is the machlokas? This is a new interpretation, new twist on the machlokas of Shimon and Chachamim. B'olacha zutarti. We loshen zutra, a small, limited halacha. In other words, we're talking about a case where he shechted it right next to the mizbeach. He was moshit the kli with the dominant biyado in order to be zorikin on the mizbeach. On this scenario, this category of halacha, there's machlok shrin, chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. According to chachamim, this halacha, even though it was done by Shota Sayyad, is a valid halacha. And if he had a machshava poselispa, the karma becomes possible. According to Rav Shimon, machshava would not possible such a halacha because it was halacha shalo beregel. And the Gemara is not happy. Machku Allah b'marava, which literally means that the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Marav in the West, they were laughing about this. Because if we're going to say that according to Rav Shimon, there's no psul of machshava poselus in this halacha, even if this halacha is efshar levatla, right? Because if he's standing next to the mizbeach and he has no choice but to do the zrika at that point, which means he has to stretch out his arm to do the zrika. The kasha is elachatos ha'ov de psula b'machshava l'Rabbi Shimon hechi mishkachas lo. So, in order to explain this gemara, let's talk a minute about chatos ha'ov. In chatos ha'ov, there's no shchita. We're talking about a bird, and instead of shchita, we replace that with malika. And malika means that he takes the head of the oaf and he puts his finger in the oref, in the back of the head of the bird, in the neck of the bird, and it's done at a certain particular location, which is called the Keren Dromis Maravis. Okay, so we'll have to talk about the structure of the Mizbeach, but now superficially, we're talking about the southwestern point of the Mizbeach. And by pushing the thumbnail into the oaf, he cuts two simonim. And he doesn't separate the oaf, the head of the oaf from the goof completely. And then afterwards he holds on to the rush, the head of the oaf, and the body of the oaf, and he sprinkles the dam of the oaf on what's called the kir hamizbeach lamata be'emtza'o. And that's a specific point in the Mizbeach. Now, after he does this hazah, the sprinkling, then he takes the oaf and he pushes it on the kir hamizbeach in order to remove more of the dam onto the yisod hamizbeach. And all this is a mishnah and a sugya later on in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, which is called chatos, the sugya of chatos ha'of. It also appears, I believe, in other mesechtes, maybe in Krisus. In any event, there's a machshava poseles over there on Daf Samachay at the time of the Hazas Hadam, which is the Ikar Avoda in Chatas Ha'of. This is all based on a pasuk in Vayikra Perkei, Vehiza Midam HaChatas HaKira Mizbeach. He holds on to the goof and he forces the dam onto the Kir HaMizbeach. Now, according to Rav Shimon, who holds that Holocha, in a case of Moshit Biyado, even if it's E.F. Shalavatla, there's no Machshava Poselis. So how are you going to get a Machshava Poselis on Chatos Ha'of? And we know that there is a Machshava Poselis on Chatos Ha'of. As we said earlier, the Sugya Daf Samachay, and the Sugya derives the principle of Machshava Poselis Bazaar in Chatos Ha'of. And the Gemara now analyzes, how can you come up with such a mitzius, with such a reality? If the machshava poselis was before the dam exited from the body of the oaf, in other words, at the time that he was malu morid esa oaf, bekoach, which is the stage right before he gets the dam erfazah, and at that point, if he had a machshava poselis, is lo klumu, lo klumi. That's not anything. That's not a machshava poselis, because this is halacha muetesi, right? This has the same status as what we discussed earlier, called halacha zutrisa. He's being molich the dam, the oaf, excuse me, biyado, after the malika. He's shaking it up in order to be mazami menu. But according to Rav Shimon, that would be a halacha biyad, and therefore ein machshava poselis ba. So again, all this is because makami de lepuk dam, because the machshava sakoin was before the dam actually came out, when he's still being mala umori the oaf. He lifts it up and he puts it down b'koach in order to get the dam out. And that was the derech of the hozah, that he held on to the gufa oaf. He was mala umori b'koach, and the dam would then sprinkle out on its own. But that's before the dam came out, and therefore it would not be a hazah. There would not be any moment here that a machshava could be possible. The boss of the nafik dam, you have no choice but to assume that the machshava poselis in chatasov took place after the dam left the tzavar. So the Gemara asks, "Is avid bet le mitzvaso?" In other words, he's already fulfilled his mitzvah. As Gemara understands now, it's the moment that the dam is yotze, even if it hasn't yet reached the mizbeach, the avodas hazah is complete. His avoda, the kohen's responsibility, the mitzvah is to remove the dam. And in that second of time between the tzias adam and the dam being the heftz adam being on the mizbeach, that's the moment in which he was mekayim his mitzvah. Because again, the hazah, that once he's mekayim is like zrikas adam, and once the zrika is done, there's no such thing as a machshava poselis. And now the Gemara rejects this. My kusha, what kind of kash is that? Of the Bnei Marav. Dilma, perhaps Rabbi Shimon holds that why and how is the machshava poselis b'chatas oaf min parish v'ad matal mizbeach, from the time that the dam leaves the oaf until it reaches the mizbeach, that moment is the moment of machshava poselis, because when the dam is yotze min oaf, that's the termination of avodas halacha. But then the avodas hazah, you know, the Gemara thinks that in the Hamim thought that once the dam goes out, that's not only halacha, that's also the siyum of hazah. Now the Gemara is saying no, hazah means when the dam reaches the mizbeach, and that hazah is not complete until the dam reaches the mizbeach. And therefore, if at the moment the dam was yotza, when it left the tzavram is oaf, then he had a machshava poselis, and before the dam reached the mizbeach, that would be a valid moment of avoda, which would invalidate the carbon through a machshava poselis. Gemara now wants to bring a proof that in fact the avodas hadam is only completed when the dam reaches the mizbeach, which is called the avir hamizbeach, the airspace on top of the mizbeach. The haboy minei Rabbi Yirmiya mi Rab Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya had a suffek, which he asked Rabbi Zera, all of a shas. Rabbi Yirmiya is famous for all his very difficult sfeikos, his fundamental questions. And he says the following: Hoya maza, if he was sprinkling the dam, the mizbeach, in the case of a chatas ha'of, v'nikta ayada shal maza, ad shalo yigia dam li'avra mizbeach, if tragically the kohen became a balmum in that very split second between the yitzias adam min atzavor and hagas adam li'avra mizbeach, mahu, what's the status of that hazah? Again, we have to take the coin to with an ambulance to the emergency room. But let's talk about the kiyum karbon here of the chatas ha'of. Do we say that the avoda was already complete at the time of Yitzias Hadam Mina Of. And if after Yitzias Hadam the Kohen became a posel, the Chatas is Kshera. Or do we say no, the Avoda continues and it only completes itself when the Dam reaches the Avir HaMizbeach. And if the Kohen became a Balmum before the Dam reached the Avir HaMizbeach, therefore it was an Avoda Bipsul. Omar Lev, Yomar Lev, and now Rabbi Zera responded to Rabbi Yirman, he said Psula, that in such a case the Chatos is not worth anything. It was an Avoda that was done, a Zrika Azah that was done by Balmu, my timer. And why do we say that this is a Chatos Psula? And the Avodas, apparently the Avoda of the Hazah is not complete until the Dam reaches the Mizbeach. And the answer is because we derive this from a Pasuk. Now the Pasuk he's quoting is in the Parsha of Chatos Pnimios. And we've discussed in the past that that's a reference to either Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzivur, Par Kohen Moshiach, Par Vesor Shel Yom HaKippurim, where the Hazah of the Dam was done, seven Hazos, Keneged HaParoches, again the Paroches that divides the Heichal from the Kodesh Kodashim, and then there were four additional Hazoyos that were on the four karnos, the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal, the Mizbeach Hazov. And over there in that Pasuk it says, let's read the whole Pasuk, it says, V'nosan HaKohen min Adam al karnos Mizbeach K'tores HaSamim. And the Kohen puts the Dam on the Kronos HaMizbeach. And again, which Mizbeach? The Torah calls it the Mizbeach HaKtores, Ktores HaSamim, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov. And it says, Vehiza, the Pasuk says, Vehiza V'nosan. And Rabbi Zeira understands the following. Be'inon, in other words, what we require here is that there be not just a Hazah, but also a V'nosan, which means that the Dam is already brought on the Mizbeach. So the extra Pasuk here, let's read it again, V'tovel HaKohen es Etzbo Badam. This was the sugya, if you remember earlier, that we had about Tvilas Etzba. And then it says, V'hizom min Adam, Sheva Pomil Tnei Hashem, Es Pnei Parochas HaKosh, V'nosan. After V'hizom, it says, V'nosan HaKohen min Adam, Al Karnos Mizbeach, K'toras HaSamim. And since the Torah in one Pasuk has both Hazah and Nesina, this is coming to tell us that just like Nesina Saddam in the case of Chatos Panimius is only complete with the Hagah al Gabi Mizbeach, Hazah u'Nesina, and we're going to apply the same logic by analogy to Chatos Ha'of, because there also it says V'hizah. So we have the word V'hizah in both contexts, in Chatos Panimius and also in Chatos Ha'of. So just like in Chatos Pnimios we need V'hizah V'nosan, so too in Chatos Ofer it says V'hizah, the Hazah is only completed with Hagas Adam Le'Avraham Mizbeach. And that's why, says Reb Zera, if the Kohen wasn't kosher, he was a Balmum, at the time, at the moment in time when the Dam reached the Mizbeach, the Karban is possible. Now at this point in the development of the sugya, we're not exactly sure, we're confused about the Kash and the Marav, and they were joking around here, and they couldn't believe that Rabbi Shimon would disagree and would hold that Ein Machshava Poselas Ba'olocha Ketana Nasis Biyodo, that if the olocha was done biyad, there would not be a Machshava Poselas, because if so, you could never have a Machshava Poselas B'chatos Ha'of. That's not really true, because you could say that there's a machshava poselis in Hazah from the time that there was Yitzias Adam and Atzavar until it was Hagah Liavir HaMizbeach. So the Gemara now, in a sense, wants to backtrack and reinterpret the question of the Bnei Marava and salvage that question, that Kashiki Asu. When Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua came, Mibay Rav, from the base mentioned Rav Amri, Hainu Chucha, here's the way they have to understand why the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael were laughing about this. about anyone who could claim that the machlokas between Chachomim and Reb Shimon is in Holocha Zutras, Holocha Muetes, if he shechts near the Mizbeach. And the reason why they were laughing about it is Beholocha Rabosi Lo Pligi. How are you going to tell me that there was no machlokas about Holocha Barabosi? In other words, when the Kohen was far away from the Mizbeach where he did the Shechita, and he had to be molech the dam, by carrying it baraglov for a large distance, lo pligi? That's a rhetorical question. They don't argue. Vaki pligi b'olocha rabasi pligi. When they argued in that Mishnah, they were talking about olocha gdola. The whole premise, the whole fundamental underlying reasoning of Reb Shimon was that during holocha, there's no machshava poselis. In other words, when the Kohen receives the dam after Shechita in a Kli, and he's molech the dam in the Kli to the Mizbeach, at that point, during Holocha, Reb Shimon holds there's no Machshava Poselis. Why? Because since theoretically he could have shechted it near the Mizbeach, and he could have circumvented the need for Holocha completely, it's an avoda she'efsha levatla. The Chachom say no. That at the end of the day, you know, this halacha was necessary in the mitzius that happened, and he shechted it berichuk me'am mizbeach at a distance. He had to be molech the mizbeach, the dam to mizbeach, beragla. There was no other option, and therefore it becomes kaviyochol yefshel avatla, meaning not in theory but in practice. In reality, it's yefshel avatla, and therefore machshava poselis. So therefore, Ella, the Gemara now explains the machlok stream of Shimon Chachomim according to the Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael. And Be'olocha Zutra say, on the contrary, if it was Olocha B'tzad HaMizbeach, where the Shechita was done contiguous to the Mizbeach, and the Zrikas Adam was immediate, is Kuliyam Lo Pligi, the Lo Pasla, even the Chachom agree that it would not be a psul of Machshava Poseles, because there is no Shem Halocha. But rather, this is all Zrika. Whatever he's doing now is Zrika. And therefore, if he had a Machshava Poseles, like Pigel, for example, during the Holocha, not during the Zrika, that Machshava would not pass the Karban. And fundamentally, the Gemara now is presenting the principle that Holocha Zutarti is not a Holocha, even according to the Chachamim, because he's anything he's doing now is just to set up the Zrika, but it's not a halacha that has any significance. Again, in the case of Chatas Of that we discussed earlier, if he had a machshava haposeles after the dam left the tzavara of and it hasn't yet reached the Avraham Mizbeach, that's a machshava poseles in Zrika itself, in Azor itself. But here we're talking about a machshava poselis in holocha. This is holocha zutrasai, and everybody agrees that there's no machshava haposelis. Ki pligi, the Gemara says, where are they arguing? That's b'holocha rabasi, in the case where he did a holocha gdola, and he was mekabel adam berichuk min hamizbeach. The Chacham say that at that moment of holocha, a machshava is a machshava poselis because he's doing a serious halacha. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says that he had the possibility, the theoretical possibility of being mevatel la halacha by shechting it closer to Mizbeach, and therefore it's not called halacha, and machshava is not a machshava haposelis. Okay, Rabbosai, so we'll stop here, and please make a note that we're up to Holicho Zar, which is, we'll call it four lines up before the end of Tesvav Omanav. Sure,